Anthony Flaccavento wrote this book for the same reasons he ran for Congress in 2012. An organic farmer based in Abingdon, Virginia, he's a sustainability consultant who's worked around the country and the world. He says political leaders are missing the fact that a 30-year effort toward local innovation and economic independence for individuals has quietly been taking root all over.
There's things emerging in big cities, medium-sized towns, and rural areas all around the country that are basically building economies that are more just, that work better for ordinary people, that create local wealth, and that respect the environment. But it's just not adding up quickly enough to have real impact on the economy, and it's certainly not having much impact on our public discourse, which is pretty horrific, as we all know.
Flaccavento says the current election season has highlighted public discontent and anxiety about a lack of control over one's own economic future. His question is, will that spark change or despair?
We've seen it manifest as rage and racism and all kinds of dreadful stuff, but we've also seen it manifest as people who simply aren't going to put up with the status quo anymore and want real change.
In his book, Flaccavento cites dozens of examples of local projects like farmers markets, buying clubs, broadband and renewable energy cooperatives, new agricultural movements, and more. But he says the big box, big business economy is blocking their light.
Essentially, what I'm arguing for is national policy and to some degree international policy that facilitates healthy, sustainable local and regional communities and economies. So part of it is removing the barriers that make that very difficult. But I think part of it too is regional and national networks of learning, of very rapid kind of exchange of ideas, what some people call best practices, and national networks that advocate for these improved policies.
Flaccavento has been a leader in sowing the seeds of this new economy, and now that they're sprouting, he says, the time is right for fundamental change.
So for years, folks like me, when we would talk about the need for an alternative, and people would say, well, there isn't an alternative. Tell me what the alternative is. We didn't have a whole lot to offer, but now we have real stuff, very diverse, very adapted to different places. So the combination of the general discontent among our neighbors, us, the citizenry, with this body of dynamic, exciting, and sort of living economy, I think if we can merge those two, then we maybe actually will be able to shake things up.
Anthony Flaccavento was the Democratic nominee to represent the 9th Congressional District in Southwest Virginia in 2012. He's considering giving it one more shot in 2018. His new book is called Building a Healthy Economy from the Bottom Up, Harnessing Real-World Experience for Transformative Change. It's published by University Press of Kentucky. I'm Robbie Harris.